This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is 5:36. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And now for today on Twitter, where hashtag Bangla is trending because of a tweet pointing out that in the Malaysian context, that term has become evolved to become derogatory.
So it comes by way of Agent Twig, who says, "Why do we address Bangladeshi immigrants in Malaysia as Banglas? Isn't it a slur the same way addressing Pakistanis as Paki is? Don't normalize this. Address them by their name if you know it, or call them Inchek, Abang, Sir, Mister. It's not that hard now, is it?" And I think that what this opens up, okay, so on Twitter at least, what it opened up is this question of, firstly, is it in fact derogatory, right? When we think about words like Bangla, which have an actual time and place of usage versus how we actually use it in Malaysia, I think so that kind of push and pull has become a big point of discussion. But the other thing is also just, it opens up the question, right, of what we call the people who share our country and whether or not we are being perhaps considerate enough in terms of whether or not it's a preference, whether or not it has evolved to take on, like you say, a derogatory sense.
So two tweets that actually captured that you know, the two sides of that argument really well. Lanun says, "This is not a slur. Bangla is often used as a prefix, endonym of Bengal, a geographical and ethno-linguistic region in South Asia. West Bengal is in India, bordering Bangladesh. Identity as Bangla, for example, Bangla Natok, which means drama in Bengali, Bangla News, which is a common way of using the term." But Yuri says, "The ones who keep trying to justify its usage memang fail bab context. Although the word itself has no inherent derogatory meaning, the way it's used in a condescending and degrading manner targeted at a certain ethnic group, that's what makes it a slur." And I think that's actually so essential to this conversation, right? Because I have to say, I mean, I don't think I hear people here generally use that term in a positive way. It's often used to group people together in a very dismissive manner, or it's used to make racist jokes or racist insults. And so I think, again, with words, context is so important.
It's also about, so your point about how it's used, I think one word I'd like to add to that is that it's often used in a very offhanded way. So it's not said in a way that indicates that you're talking about people you know, or that you're talking about people that you share a space with. Instead, it's very often said as a throwaway line, right? Whether you're referring to a group of people that you saw earlier, or like you said, you're telling the punchline of a joke. And that is the context, because there are a number of people getting defensive in the replies, pointing out that, you know what? What is the problem with using the word? It is a legitimate word. And then, of course, that ignores the fact that while, yes, it may be a legitimate prefix, it does not mean that that's how it's being used here. And the reference to Pakistani people, I think, is also a relevant one, because this is a term, again, that I've heard quite a bit and not necessarily thought of in that same way. A popular word used to refer to Indonesian people as well is something that I think it's the difference of an N, actually. That's all it is. It's the difference of an N at the end of a word. And yet, often I hear people just say it and not necessarily think about whether it's something that other people are all right hearing.
I mean, I'm going to say that as an Indian person, right, there's a difference between someone referring to me as that woman versus that Indian. And I think that in itself shows you that the context is important. When you're talking about someone who works at a store, someone that you are making conversation with, there's no reason you can't say, as the person said in the original tweet, why can't you say Mr. or Inche or Abang or that man if you have something to point to, right? We have so many tweets that make really interesting points. So Wenshen says, "I work with a Bangladeshi tech company, and a lot of them find it funny that people call them Bangla because it's the name of their language and not their race. Context matters, of course, as Bangla is mostly said with disdain or derogatory intent. I've learned to call them Bai instead."
We have Michelle who says, I can see in the reply some people getting defensive over the word. The word may have different impacts on people who live in Bangladesh, who are middle class, who have never had to do hard labor abroad. It may be harmful and stinging to migrant workers. And there again, we return to this point about context. And also, I think a part of it here, and we were talking about this off air, right, has to do with who are the workers from other countries or people from other countries that we encounter most often and in what contexts? Because I haven't heard anybody say this necessarily about people from Myanmar, for example, or from Nepal, even though we also have people who work here who are from those countries. However, I think people from Bangladesh and from Indonesia have a longer working history of being here. It's years and years. It's decades, in fact, very often. And so I think it's become somewhat normalized also because, and this is not an excuse, the country names are longer. So I think that's why it's become normalized, or why people thought, yeah, you know, it's fine. It's the same thing. It's just the front of the country. What's the big deal? And I suppose the big deal is that it's come to be seen in a very specific way. I mean, how many, like we say, how many stories do you hear using the word Bangla or Indon that end well? And perhaps that in and of itself is telling.
Do share your thoughts with us. Are you mindful of the words you use when referring to people and cultures from other countries? You can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. We'll be back after this for your messages, so keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Break from mediocrity, BFM 89.9.
BFM 89.9. It is 5:50. You're listening to the Evening Edition with Sharmila and Lynn. And we've been talking about a couple of different things this hour. So earlier on today on Twitter, we were discussing the fact that hashtag Bangla is trending over a tweet essentially saying how here in Malaysia, that term has evolved to take on a derogatory context. And we've been asking you whether you're mindful of the words you use when referring to people and cultures from other countries. If you have thoughts on that, do weigh in. That number to call, 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. Let's start with this message from Lai.
Lai says, think about mamak and mamak store. Should mamak be angry? It's just how you use it. That lady versus that Indian lady, just add more specific details to the description. Derogatory or not is subjective. Hashtag woke culture.
So I didn't say that Indian lady specifically. I said that Indian, which I think changes things a little bit, at least to me, being at the receiving end of it. But also, I think, again, context is everything, right? I will point out there are people who have an issue with the word mama and how it's used. And I do welcome conversation on that. It's something I've thought about myself as well. But I think by and large, we don't use the word in a derogatory sense here. When we say mama shop, I don't think people are using it to denote anything negative.
They're using it to denote a 24-hour eatery in which you can get certain types of foods and in which, you know, we've all grown. I don't, like you said, I think that, I think it's fair to point out when words are merely meant descriptively. So in the case of saying that, let's go to the mamak around the corner, that's a description. You're saying, I want to go to that particular store. Like you said, there are issues there and they have been raised. But in general, right, we don't tell jokes in which the term mamak is at the receiving end. The setting might be a mamak, but that doesn't mean that, you know, we're making fun of it. I think also that point about derogatory or not is subjective. Subjective to who? Subjective to the person saying it or subjective to the person receiving it?
And
so
yes.
That is the point that I would like to bring up, which is that when we say things like derogatory or not is subjective, I think it's worth listening to the people who are saying it's derogatory and trying to understand where they're coming from rather than immediately saying, well, all experience is subjective.
We have Munif who says, to those defending the use of the word, here's a simple way to understand context. I went to Patbara once, a stretch of beach in southern Thailand. A bunch of Thai kids saw me, probably guessed I was Malaysian, and proceeded to call me, Air, makan, air, hello, makan. All right. So they're using my language. Those are legit words. It isn't offensive either. And yet I found myself offended regardless, because they were using it to tease. They use it in a way that shows that they don't care for its meaning or usage. Their only intent was to tease with a generalization of us Malaysians. Context. That is such a great example.
It is. I'm also wondering whether that's all Malaysians say when they go to Pak Bara. Is that why those are the only words that those children know? Because that's all we're ever trying to do, get food and water. But yeah, I mean, I totally hear you. I think that this is, it's about the receiver. It's about the receiver and who's on the receiving end, right? Because we've also had this conversation before where we... specifically about Upin and Ipin, and how we often hear Malaysians abroad, particularly in Indonesia, being referred to as characters in Upin and Ipin, or, you know, being spoken to by with phrases from the show. And that is done clearly with affection and love, both for our country as well as the material in question. And this is not that.
We have Stephen saying, the Chinese like to refer to white people as, I hope I'm saying this right, Guai Lo, right?
Guai Lo.
Yeah, as Guai Lo, which doesn't sound as nice, in fact. But due to the context of the people using it, like how people don't relate white people to negative things, hence it sounds less offensive. Context matters.
Yeah, I mean, ghost person generally isn't a nice thing to go around referring to people as. And actually, I think some people have actually had some difficulty with this. But broadly speaking, I totally agree in the sense that context matters, how you're using it. So again, it's all down to context. Nobody is saying stop using the word Bangla. If you are referring to a language, by all means, go ahead. You know, it is the correct term. If you're using it as a prefix, sure. Nobody is stopping you from doing that. I think the thing here is, how are you using it? When are you using it? To who? About whom? All these things are what inform the context.
I think the point about relating people to a particular type of background is also important, because I think the obviously how we look at white people here is very different from how we might generally look at Bangladeshi migrants. So I think those kinds of differences make, those kinds of differences make a difference as well. And Siemens is actually saying exactly that. It's similar to how we refer to different workers as expat versus foreign workers.
Yeah, that is exactly it. We also have Chia Wei, who says, I was called Chow Min for half a year when I first lived in the UK because I refused to adopt an English name. I wasn't offended, but my friends were on my behalf. Go figure. So Chui is not an easy name for actually everybody. It's CHW. It's a bunch of consonants. But I also refused to adopt an English name when I was studying abroad. I suspect for similar reasons, right? Your name is your name and you just want to use it. But yeah, this is a good example of, I don't know. I don't even know what this is an example of, except for just racist behavior.
Do keep those thoughts coming. If you'd like to weigh in on the words we use to refer to people from different countries or cultures, you can call 7733 2900, WhatsApp 018-789-8899, tweet us at BFM Radio. So keep it here on the Evening Edition, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.